The following shir has been presented by Rav Zev Lef, Rav of Moshav Matasyahu in Eretz Yisrael, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Megillah, Daf Dalet Omer Aleph. The Gemara in Megillah and Daf Dalet Omer Aleph says, V'omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Noshim Chayovos B'mikra Megillah, Sha'afhein Hayuba Osohanes. Women are required to read the Megillah, for they also were part of the miracle. Rashi and Tosfos explain that they were also in danger of being annihilated, and therefore they have a mitzvah also to remember the Nes. However, the Rashbam in Psachim says that the miracle came about through a woman, Esther. Not only were they part of the Nes, they were very active in bringing about the Nes. Rashi and Erech and Daf Gimel says, as well as many other Rishonim, that a woman is chayiv in Kriyas HaMegillah exactly like a man, and therefore she can read the Megillah and help a man to fulfill his obligation through her reading. However, the Behag, based on a Tosefta, has a different girsa in our Gemara, and he learns Chayavos Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. A woman is only required to hear the reading of the Megillah, but not to read it herself, and therefore she cannot be motzi, a man, in the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. Some learn that the reasoning of the Behag is that the chiyuv of a woman in Kriyas HaMegillah is different in its essence from the chiyuv of a man. The Chikre Lev explains that the rabbis always found something in the Torah that they could base their rabbinic takanos on, and therefore they made Kriyas HaMegillah like Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is from the idea of Talmud Torah, of learning Torah, which a woman is not chayiv in, and therefore a woman is not chayiv in Kriyas HaMegillah, just like she's not chayiv in Talmud Torah. However, by Hakel we find that a woman comes to hear the Torah. Men come to learn, women come to hear. So therefore they made a woman chayiv in listening to the Megillah, but not in reading the Megillah. Tosfos and the Rosh say that, therefore, a woman cannot be motzi a man, since her chiyuv is different than a man's chiyuv, but she surely can be motzi another woman or herself, because her level of chiyuv is equal to another woman. However, the Beis Meir argues on that, based on a Zohar, that according to the Behag, a woman cannot even be motzei another woman or even herself, because, and it seems like the Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Reish Pei Tes Sif Katan Vav also holds like that. The reason being that in order to be yotzei, hearing the Megillah, you have to hear a bona fide Kriyas HaMegillah. A woman cannot create a bona fide Kriyas HaMegillah. She has to hear it from a man who creates a Kriyas HaMegillah, and she can hear and be yotzei by listening to that Kriyas HaMegillah. But a woman can't create a Kriyas HaMegillah even for herself or for another woman. However, Tosfos in Sukkah, Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, says a different reason in the Behag. He says that a woman's chiyuv in Megillah is the same as a man's. However, it is a zilzul. It is not proper for a woman to be motzei the rabbim for a chiyuv, whether it be men or women. But a yochid, an individual, a woman could be motzei an individual man, surely an individual woman, in Kriyas HaMegillah. However, the Korban Nisanil learns that Tosfos means that a woman cannot be motzi a man, even individual. However, even many women, a woman can't be motzi, because for a woman to be motzi, the rabbim is not a proper thing. The Smag writes that a man's and woman's chiyuv and megillah are equal. However, just like by Kriyas HaTorah, a woman does not read the Torah b'tzibur because of Kavod HaTzibur. Also, a woman should not be motzi the rabbin b'tzibur. However, she can be motzi a man as long as it's on an individual basis. The Sefer HaEshkol writes that the reason a woman should not be motzi a man is not so much because to be motzi a tzibur is not proper, but even an individual man, because called be'isha erva, because a man listening to a woman's voice is prohibited. And that's why it's different than Ner Chanukah, where a woman can be motzi a man in Ner Chanukah, and even though there is a bracha, the Kaf HaChaim says the bracha is short, and therefore is not a problem of kol be'isha. Or the Sefer HaMa'orah says that the man doesn't have to be there at the time of the bracha to be yotze hadlakas ner Chanukah, whereas by Megillah he has to hear every word from the woman. Perhaps I was thinking that by a bracha one can just say it with his speaking voice, and the speaking voice of a woman is not prohibited. However, Megillah has to be read with the Tameh HaNegina. It has to be read with a musical singing voice, and that is prohibited. The Turei Evin says a different idea. He says that the chiyuv of a man in Megillah derives itself from the Megillah itself, which was Divrei Kabbalah, and Divrei Kabbalah is just like Divrei Torah. So a man's chiyuv is similar to a Torah chiyuv, since it comes from the ksuvim, from Ruach HaKodesh, which is like Divrei Torah. Whereas a woman really would be potter from the Megillah itself, because it's a mitzvah say shazman grama, which is a woman is potter even from Torah mitzvahs. However, the rabbis were mechayiv her because of afhein hayuba oso hanes. The truth is that this in itself, whether the reading of the Megillah for a man is a chiyuv midivrei Kabbalah and therefore a likened to a Torah chiyuv, and we find in certain cases where there is a doubt that we go to the more strict opinion when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, and some explain that Kriyas HaMegillah is almost a Torah obligation because it's divrei Kabbalah. Others learn differently, that the chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah is totally rabbinic. However, the Turei Evin says that a man's chiyuv is like a Torah chiyuv. The woman is only midrabanan because afhein hayuba oso anes, and therefore a woman cannot be motzi a man. However, the Turei Evin says, if this is the reason, then the kriya of the Megillah at night is purely rabbinic according to everyone, even for a man. Because that which the Megillah is Mechayiv, Kriyas HaMegillah, is only Yom, on the daytime. The night, the rabbis added. And then he would say that a woman could be Motzi, a man, in the nighttime Kriyas HaMegillah, because there, both of their Chiyuvim are equal. He also says there's another case where a woman could be Motzi, a man, even according to the Bahag, when Purim falls on Shabbos in the Mukafim, in the walled cities. And therefore, the rabbis said you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, but instead they instituted to read it on Friday. That's only a rabbinic chiyuv. And therefore, when Purim falls on Shabbos, and on Friday it's read only rabbinically, a woman could be motzi a man. The Marcheshes says a different reason why women have a different chiyuv than men. There's one idea of Kriyas HaMegillah, of Pirsumei Nisa, of publicizing the miracle. But the Gemara also says that really one should say Hallel on Purim, but the Kriyas HaMegillah takes the place of Hallel. So a man has two chiyuvim. He reads the Megillah as Hallel and as Pirsumei Nisa. A woman is exempt from Hallel, so she only has the Pirsumei Nisa, therefore she can't be motzi a man who has both chiyuvim, and she only has one chiyuv. However, he says, therefore, the reading at night, which is not in place of Hallel, Hallel is not said at night, and only for Pirsumei Nisa, a woman could be motzi a man at night. The Or Sameach says a different idea. He says that a man has to read the Megillah from a Megillah and not by heart. We learn that from the fact that it says by Mechias HaMolek, Ksov Zozi Korom Basefer, a woman who is exempt from destroying Amolek is exempt from reading the Megillah from a Sefer, from a written Megillah. She only has to hear it even Baal Peh, even verbally, without reading it from a Megillah. And therefore a woman can't be Motzi a man, because she doesn't have the Chiyuv of Kriya, only of Shemiya. Lahalacha, the Rambam in Perek Aleph from Hilchos Megillah, Halacha Aleph, paskins, according to the Magid Mishnah like Rashi, that a woman's and man's chiyuv is exactly the same, and a woman can be motzi a man in Kriyas HaMegillah. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tufresh Peites, Sif Aleph and Beis, brings down both the Rambam and the Bahag, and the Ramah paskins that according to the Bahag, a woman should make the bracha lishmoa nikra Megillah and not al mikra Megillah. Seems like he paskins like the Bahag, that therefore a woman should not be motzi a man in Kriyas HaMegillah. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Zayin says like that, that a woman should not be motzi a man, but he holds a woman can be motzi another woman. However, in the Shar HaTzion, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Korban Nisanel, that's only to be motzi an individual woman, but a group of women is not proper for a woman to read the Megillah B'tzibur, even for a group of women.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.